Good. Let's stand up. Very good. Number 333 as we begin tonight. Go ahead.
May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in
For the early birds, I had a puzzle up here, which was the shape notes for the beginning half of this song, melody. And you'll remember I had a mi, mi, fi, so, a fa sharp. Do we see a sharp in this song, in the melody, near the end of the first half of the line? Is there a sharp there? And why did I put a sharp there? Was that a mistake? What happened to Kelly? Okay, it's a different key, but the do-re-mi's don't have a key. So that's true, but... I'm sorry?
It's an accidental.
Right, it's an accidental, and in this key of E-flat, when we have all these flats, when we natural a flat, we're actually sharpening the note from where it naturally is in the ladder. Because the ladder, the key signature, puts A flatted so that it will fit on the ladder. So when we bring it up to natural, we're actually sharpening it. It's good to know sometimes. All right, let's sing the fourth verse without the piano. You can just give us our notes. Ready?
May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea.
On the fifth,
may I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe.
Okay, I have an exercise for you. Take your hymnal, lift it up a little bit. God gave you this special kind of vision. We sometimes do it with cameras, where we put one thing in focus and then blur the background, right? God gave us eyes that can do that too. So we can focus on the music. And then in your blurry background, you'll see this guy's arm going all kinds of places. And that'll help you know if he wants to go faster or slower or do something maybe out of the ordinary. So try to get your music where you're not looking down at it like this. It helps your throat too. When you get up and it's something you have to practice to put it where you can just see the guy moving up here, but still focus on the music. Okay, why don't we try that? On the second half of the fifth verse,
looking only
thank you. carry us through sometimes. But the guy that's standing up here leading songs, and we have song leaders here at this church that lead correctly. It's great. I don't really have to teach much about song leading because people have their patterns. It's good. But it would be good if we pay attention to what they do. They don't just come up here for exercise. Okay. This song is a great one that I can lead because there's only one note that's too high for me in the melody, right there at the beginning of the second line. And so that reminds me about voice range. You can have a seat. One thing with singing school, as we get, we're going to try to get into four parts tonight, is you want to know what your voice range is, what part is fit for you. Not everyone sings the same part, and that's the beauty of congregational singing, four-part singing, that God's given, you know, from the high ladies to the low men, a range in there, and we can all help each other. I can't sing four-part harmony, because I'm only one part. So I need everybody's help, because I'm a bass. So we're going to have Megan help us with some notes on the piano, and we're going to put do in different places and see where it gets too high for us and where it gets too low for us and all these good things. And that'll give us some clues about who should be in what parts. Okay? So we're going to start on C. Can you give us a C? And then you'll just give us each do, and then we'll sing. Okay, ready, do, sing, do, ready. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do. Okay. And you give us an E. Do, ready. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay. Who's straining for the E on the top? I am. Okay, Jesse? You can put your hand up if you're straining. It's okay. All right. Start again at the high E. Do, chi, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Okay, who's too low for the low E? Oh, not me. I mean, I that's about as low as I should go on a normal day. Okay, let's try that again. And wherever you get to where you're about bottoming out, just hold that note. Get a good breath and continue on that one. Okay? Figure out where you're about to lose it. Maybe jump up one. Stay there. Ready? As we go down. So we'll go slow. Ready? Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Okay. Who ended up on the la? As low as you could go. Okay, not bad. That's just C sharp, so that shouldn't be too bad of a problem. So, it's about as low as you could go. Fa. About as low as you can go. Okay, okay. Mi. Re. Okay. Very good. So, if we're in the key of E here, this is C sharp, B. Is there an A in the key of E? I guess there is. Okay, so that's A. Yeah, that's G sharp. Okay. Wow. So if you can't go lower than an A, then you probably don't want to sing alto because alto often goes down to A and sometimes to G. And if you can't go lower than A, you definitely don't want to sing tenor. Tenor, I was a pretty high tenor until my voice changed in a matter of about a month when I was 13. I went from high tenor to low bass. Just, it was a scary month. So when I was a tenor, I could only sing down to about a C, which is right in this range, la, so, that we just sang. And so if that's where your voice bottoms out, that's okay. If you're a man, I'm saying if you're a man, then you're probably a tenor, but you can probably go up higher than I can. And if you're in one of those months where your voice is changing, maybe you can't go either way very far, and that's okay. But if you couldn't hit the high ones, you're probably an alto or bass. Okay? So where you're comfortable with, I guess we could take those two scales that we did, the high one and the low one, and if you couldn't reach the high one very well, if you're a man, you can sing bass tonight. If you're a lady, you can sing alto tonight. And if you couldn't reach the low ones very well, then you can sing soprano or tenor. And if you could reach both of them, you're blessed. And then you get to choose what part you want to sing. But if we don't have enough people in some parts, we're all going to sing various parts anyway. Stretch ourselves a little bit. Yes, that's a voice teacher thing. I'm not a voice teacher, but they do work on it. My mom did voice lessons in college, and she has a naturally high voice, but she can sing up to a high G or maybe A sometimes, and if she tries, she can get down to the alto G in the middle of staff, but probably had good training when she was young to help her get those high notes clearly. I've known some guys that have had voice training. I'm sure Josh Bond had some voice training, and he gets higher than I can go. Well, his voice range is a little higher than mine, but on the low side, but on the high side, it's a lot higher than mine. He has a wider range. But that's not for tonight, but that is something that if you want to work on, there's people out there that do that. Okay. Let us stand up. Megan, can you give us a G? Okay. And then you can come join so you can see what's going on. Thank you. Do. What? Is this do? Okay, didn't have the name written in there, so. What? Yeah, but it doesn't have a name on it, so I just want to make sure. Is mine? Okay, still turned on. Alright. Ready, do. Whoa, okay. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do. Do. Okay. This is maybe, we won't get into phonetics tonight. I'm very passionate about phonetics, but we're just singing. We're not doing other languages and uvular trills and stuff. But do is a great opportunity to do a rounded vowel. Oh, try it. Oh, see how far you can get your jaw open without messing up the vowel sound. Ready? Do. Y'all look funny. Oh, that's good. Good job. Good job. Okay. So there's this special, idea about music and singing and speaking is that our mouth has to be open for the sound to get out. So, when we do various vowel sounds, we have O and A and E and A in our syllables here. We want to figure out how to get our mouths open so that the sound can come out, so that I can hear what's going on out there. Okay? So, the A is the easy one. That's the one the dentist tells you to say when he wants you to open your mouth, because it's a open back vowel. It's very convenient for his sake. But for us, we have a fa and a la. That's a good time to practice. Ah, I have to do it to you because Cody White does it to us in singing school in New York. Take three fingers and get them into your mouth as you say, ah.
Ah.
No scrunching, no swishing. It's got to be between your teeth.
Ah.
Does it hurt? Okay. That's because we don't open our mouths wide enough usually. Ouch. That's okay. If you see pictures of my siblings and I, of my siblings and me, when we were young singing, you'll notice lots of real estate in that mouth. It's good stuff to get the sound out. So let's try that again on do. Now, E is a close vowel, so that's difficult to make the sound and get the mouth open, but you can try. Ready? T. No.
Do. T. La. So. Fa. Mi. Re. Do.
Okay, I forgot. We're going pretty low there. All right. Very good. Is that a new exercise to get your mouth open? Now, what else is required to get some sound? You have to have your mouth open, and then what makes the sound? Air, moving air. So we need some air action. So everyone, we do some deep breaths in singing school. But an exercise we do for clarinet, which takes a lot of air, and so does all the other wind instruments, what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep breath. Deep as you can get it, most, as much air as you can get. We're going to hold it for 6 seconds. And then try to make a hole like the size of a grain of rice in your lips and let it out as slowly as possible. And whoever's the last one wins. Ready? All right, looks like Jesse's got good clarinetist lungs. Very good, Jesse. Okay, does that hurt? That's an exercise that, if done regularly, can expand your lung capacity. Cleans all the cobwebs out of those corners of your lungs that you don't use. I hope there's no cobwebs in there, but there's more that we can do. Singing school is just a fun time to work on various things like that and just get to where, if we work really hard now, then when we sing normally and we don't have to think about it as much, it'll still come naturally to do a good job. That's what we want to do. All right, let's turn in our songbooks, and Megan, we can have you play number 403. Number 403. Go ahead. Remember where you put your hymnal?
Thank you.
mouth's getting open. Focus on how wide you can get your mouth on the vowels on the second. Ready?
Stand then in His great might.
Try that again. Ye may or come.
Ye may.
I'm sorry. The last line, ye may or come, on the second verse.
Ye may or come through Christ alone and stand entire at last.
Good. A cappella on the last.
Leave no unguarded.
I didn't say we're doing it slowly, just softly. Ready?
Leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace, and fortify the whole. From strength to strength, tread all the powers of darkness down and win the wealth of day.
Very good. You can have a seat. You can have a seat too. Thank you. Where's my marker? All right. Here we are.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, do.
Very good. What's the difference between two do's? What do we call the interval?
Octave.
An octave. Very good. Why is it called an octave? Where's the eight notes? Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, very good. So whenever we count an interval, we count the note we start on and the note we end on. So if we have a third, there's only one note between them, but there's three notes in the set.
Do, mi.
Any of these, any three notes, makes a third, but not all thirds are the same. Let's look at it. What do these stand for?
Whole steps.
What goes here? Very good. What goes here? What goes here? Whole half? It's a half. Okay, that's the difference between T and Do, right? Same deal right here. Okay, very good. Now you'll notice, okay, when we count our third, we have to look at how many steps are between and add them up, okay? How many steps from Do to Mi? Okay, this half is between here. So just two. Okay, very good. How many from here to here? Okay. One and a half, right. And I think that, yeah, we did Do to Mi. Okay. So these are going to sound different. Now, they're all going to sound different, yeah, because they start on different notes. But what we'll do is we'll try some things here. We need to cause division in the church. and have Jamie and Elizabeth and whatever your name is, Elise. From their row and back, you'll be one group, and Joe, you can be in the forward group, okay? So we're going to have that backward group back there. We're going to have you sing, do, just hold that. Let me hear it. Ah, very good, okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have you hold that, and the forward group is going to sing up to here, and then they're going to hold that, okay? But you just stay where you are. I have an easy job, okay? Ready? Everyone can start on do, and the forward group go with me up. Ready? Do, re, mi. Very good. So we had a major third, which is the bigger kind of third, because there's two whole steps. Any of the major thirds is going to sound like that. So if this was fa, fa, la would be up here. Okay, because it's the same. Now do would be in a different spot. But I'm just saying if we had any of these major thirds, with the lower note starting on the same note right here, let's say, then they'll all sound the same because it's the same distance between. We can prove it. Fa, do, re, mi, fa, ready, fa, sol, la, fa, la, right? Okay. So, do, re, mi, fa, so, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. Okay, it's the same deal. It's the same kind of third. But there's another kind of third. It's a minor third if you have 1.5 steps. So, if we go from re to fa, or mi to so, or la to do, or ti to re, we'll get a minor third with 1.5 steps difference. Let's see what it sounds like. Do, re. Okay, the far forward group will stay on re. Backward group, go with me. Mi, fa, re, fa, re. That sound different? It's minor. It's just like, that's why we call it a minor third. It just has a sad-ish sound to it. Let's try a different one. Do, re, mi. Forward group, stay on mi. Backward group, go with me. Fa, so. Mi, so. You hear the minorness of it? Okay. Let's try the la, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la. Backward group, stay on la. Di, do. Hear it? Okay. So we had a minor third there. Let's try back to this one. So la ti, so ti. Ah, puts the smiles on people's faces. Music is a very scientific and mathematical, but a very emotional thing. And what you do with harmony and with rhythm is really going to affect how people feel. And it's just a fact of music. We can use it in a right way. When the preacher's preaching, does he ever try to affect people's moods? Cyril. When you're on a serious note, and you want to make people think seriously, the way that you present what your speech is in a serious manner. You don't want, and then when the music starts for the invitation, you don't want it to be something goofy, something fun. It won't fit. But sometimes the message is going to finish on a positive thing, on a joyful thing, on something that is something we're looking forward to, something that we are confident in. And in that case, it may be great to have something uplifting played on the music that goes along with it. So just because music is a language of the emotions doesn't mean that emotions are wrong. They have to be used carefully. But just something as simple as two notes, how far apart they are, just changes the whole mood of that one little chord. Okay, let's grab our papers. We want to do some songwriting once we get real good at our scale. And we need to do a lot more practicing of our scale. But one thing I want you to notice about the key of the song, as I was thinking about, if we were going to write Happy Birthday to You song on the board with shape notes, we can do that. We have our musical alphabet. These represent various heights of notes in relation to each other. And we can use these. If we need accidentals, we'll have to use them. But we can use those letters, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, to write any melody, any harmony, any pattern of ups and downs in our music, aside from the timing, okay? But those pitch letters, we can call them, are the alphabet that you can build all the music on, because it goes up and around the end, right? It goes T, Do, Re, and it keeps going that way, and it keeps going down that way, just like the piano keyboard. So, when we are going to write Happy Birthday to You with our shape notes, what shape are we going to start on? We start on Do? Do we know? How are we going to know? How do we know what key it's in and where we're starting? That's difficult. So, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some of our music on our page and see what it tells us. Which side are we going to look at first? Let's look at The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. So that's the side with one song. Who knows what key this is with three flats? Joe? E-flat, very good. And look at the first note. What does the soprano have? What shape? And what line is it on? E, which is flatted, so it's on E-flat. Very good. Look at the last note of the song. Where's Do? Well, Do is always where it was in the whole song. That's helpful. What note does the soprano have? Do, right? And it's on E-flat. But more importantly, okay, turn your page over. Look at Peace, Perfect Peace on the top. What shape does the soprano start on?
So.
So, the top note. And what note does it end on? The soprano? Top note at the end is Mi. So, we know that it's not always going to start and end on Do. And look at... Okay, May the Grace of Christ our Savior, this one happens to start and end on Do. But we've never had these shapes in our hymnal before, so this can give us a little clue about what's actually happening. When we have all round notes, we just sing. We don't really pay attention necessarily. But this is telling us, like in Peace, Perfect Peace, that the soprano does not start or end on Do. Now, it's unusual for soprano not to end on Do. And we'll see when we sing this song that the ending of it is kind of sounds not 100% what we're used to, but it works. But I want you to do some research really fast on your paper. Ready? What part always either starts or ends on Do? Which part? Soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Who knows how to find soprano, alto, tenor, and bass? Megan, can you give us a brief explanation? Okay, we'll find tenor and bass below the words of the song. Bass is lower, tenor's higher. Soprano and alto above. Okay? What do you see? Which part is the most consistent? Elise, you said bass? Very good. It would be nigh impossible for the end of the song to not end in do on the bass. This is what it would sound like if you ended on something other than do in the bass. If we were playing the end of Happy Birthday to You, that's what we're used to hearing, right? What if it ended like this? Oh, no. The soprano is just the same, but it just doesn't work like that. What if it went like this? That sounds okay, but that's actually a tenor note. What if it was? It just would not work. So, we're going to make the conclusion, and maybe someday you'll find some song that they just didn't want to end the bass on do. But it will probably have a funny sound to it. Okay? So, where the bass note ends, that should tell us what key we're in, what do is going to be. Excuse me. So, for Happy Birthday to You, which I just played, is the soprano on do at the end? Listen and see if the soprano and bass are on the same note, because we know bass can be on do, or if they're on a different note. Okay, so soprano ends on do, which is nice. Now, here's where the song starts in soprano. Is that do? Okay, so we're going to have to find where, what note it does start on. But before we can do that, we need to get practicing. So let's stand up, because we have to write a song. If I started you on me, where in the world is do? Very good. Me. Make sure you get the steps correctly, and then if you can go back up when you get to do and see if it sounds right. Mi re do, mi do re mi. That sounds about right to me. Mi ready do. All right. Try opening your mouth. Take a deep breath. Stand on your tiptoes. Okay, relax. All right. Do we have a little bit of energy left before we go on break? Let's do it. Ready? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Do. Very good. You could not have done that when we started on Sunday night. So there's progress. That's very good. Let's start again. Do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa. Do, re, mi, re, fa.
Do, re, mi, fa.
That's better.
Do, re, mi, do, re, do, mi, fa, mi,
fa. I'm sorry. You're messing me up. I'm sorry. I didn't point at the one I was trying to. So let's try that again.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, do, la.
Very good, very good, very good. La, so, fa, mi, re,
sol,
re,
mi, fa, sol.
Very good. Do.
Do, re, mi, do, so, fa, mi.
so fa mi re do.
Okay, very, very good. When we start on La and go up, I know what we're going to want to do. We're going to want to do the same thing as Do, Re, Mi. It just comes natural now, which is good. But pay attention. What happens when you have Do, Re, Mi? Two whole steps. From La, we're going to have a whole and a half. So we can't do the same thing. We're not always going to have those written up there, but that's a good clue right now. So if we started on La, Ti, Do, start from La.
get to the point where you can pick a dough and then go to any one of those, right? Is that what you're saying?
You can pick a dough
or any of them. Or any of them.
Yeah.
Mi, la, mi, ti, do, re, mi, re, do, ti.
I was like, how long is it going to take me to get?
There's definite improvement from the beginning of tonight to now. Definite improvement in the audience. It's good. Teaching you whether you like it or not. Yes. We can get into it, but
I don't know if we'll get into it this week. It's fun stuff. And then when you try to make the jumps with those, whew. But knowing major and minor thirds, what they sound like, is a big help. Because if you're going from so to mi flat, which is may, normally it's so mi. But if you know it's a major third instead of a minor third, it'd be so may do. And then it sounds minor. Okay. Peace, perfect peace. Doesn't that sound nice? I heard a certain person practicing piano today that was just happened to be in this part of the hymnal. So, she may have an advantage. But we had the first line last time. Is everyone comfortable with the timing thereof? Okay, let's count it. We haven't done counting in a while. A little bit of a math lesson. What are we going to start on? One. And are we going to say one, two, three, four in our first measure? What are we going to say? One, three, four. Okay. Let's try it. Just saying the numbers. Ready? 1, 3, 4, 1, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 4, 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1. Okay, pretty good. Who struggles with that? ¿Tienes tú un papel? You have a paper?
Kelly has a paper.
Okay. Well, you weren't in the class last night, so we will be very lenient. And besides. Okay. It's great getting to have family time with our family. It's fun stuff. Okay. So, when we read our shapes, we might not have such the terriblest time of putting them in the right timing, you think? Because just all the information's there. The nice thing about music is that the pitch aspect and the duration aspect is all combined into one package. And it tells us just what we're supposed to sing. We don't have to, and then you have to look at the words too. But we're not looking at words right now. We're just looking at the music. So, for this song, Charles. We need to get working teaching manners at the Parfit House. Is that the right one?
Ray.
Okay, let's try it, Ray. Let's fix my crooked do. All right. Do, Ray. Me. Why do I need this me up here for this song? The soprano doesn't start on me. It goes up to me. We start on so, and we're going to use all these. No, we're only going to use so and la. What other notes do we have in the melody of this song? Okay, we have the higher do, re, and mi, re, do, la, so, fa, mi. Okay, that's all the song does. It doesn't even use the T. It must not be British. Okay, so we will work on this a little bit, and then we'll know just where to go when we go to this song. It's going to be great. Where's my marker? Sol, la, sol, la, ti, do. Very good. Sol, la, sol, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, sol, la. Remember, we don't have a T in this song, so we're going to have to know how to go past. Do, la, do, ti, la. Very good. La, so, fa, so, la, so, fa, mi. So, mi, fa, so, la. Oh. That's all right. We're learning. Do, ti, la, so, do, so, fa, do, fa, mi, do, mi, fa, so, mi, mi, so, do. Looks like a teepee. Do, ti, la, do, la, do, la, so, do, re. Do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, re, do. That's better. I don't hear as many people now. What's happening? You got a drink of water? I think we need to stand up. Let's try that. Stand on your tiptoes. If you can turn sideways in your row, you can try to reach your toes. I can't get anywhere close, but... Okay. All right, we're going to make it. Do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, so. Let's try that again. Do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do. Okay, let's do it where we can hear it now. Ready? Do, ti, la. What shape is this?
Tea.
Ice cream cone. We're having, I've had green tea ice cream, have you? It tastes like hay. I don't recommend it, but it's a big thing with the Japanese. But anyway, there's green tea ice cream for you right there. Ready?
Do, ti, do, re.
See the ray of sunshine entered the room with a smile. So we don't need the name on that one anymore because it looks just like a smile. Ready?
Do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, re, do.
La, do, ti, la.
I'm not like a, what do you call those guys? the magicians, they try to call themselves, instead of magician, it's wow, I don't know. You know, because they don't want to do magic, so they say they're, you know, the sleight of hand, and I can't remember what it's called. It doesn't have anything to do with this. What I'm trying to say is, I haven't done any tricks. I'm not moving anything around. It's all still where it was, okay? Illusionist is what I'm trying to think of. I'm not doing any illusions up here. Or any magic. All right. Let's try it again. Why not? Do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, do, so, la, do, la, do, la, do, la, so, do, la, so, la, do, so, fa, so, la, ti. So fa mi, that's better. Do ti la so fa mi fa so do so la do la do re do la. Very good, that's better. Do re. Very good, gentlemen. Very good. Do, mi, re, do, ti, la. It's still where it was. Very good. Do, ti, la, so, do, so, mi, mi. This is an octave. Mi,
mi,
mi. It's too high. Let's move it down a little bit. Mi. Yeah, we don't have to know where do is. We're just going octave. Re.
Re.
Very good. It's always going to be an octave if we're jumping to the same shape. So if we have do, ti, la, so, fa, mi.
Mi.
We have an octave in our mind. Let's hear some octaves here. Let's hear an octave. Okay, anywhere you are, we want it to sound the same. We're messing with our minds here, but it's okay. We're getting somewhere.
Do,
do, good.
Re,
re, do, re, mi,
mi.
Much better, much better. You can give yourself one clap. Very good. All right.
La,
la,
la, la.
Very good, very good. Okay, that's good, I guess. All right, we're teaching our ears and our voices to work together. It's good stuff. We're going to get to this song. So let's do this. Ready? Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, do, re, do, mi, re, do, la, mi, re, do, la. Think about this one, but don't say it.
Do, la.
Okay. I'm going to sing this one, but you don't say anything on the T. Ready? You sing on do and you sing on la. Only I'm going to sing T. Can you handle that? Ready?
Do, T, la.
Still in the same spot. Try that again.
Do, T, la. Do, re, mi, re, do, T, la.
Okay, very good. Because we don't have a T in this song, so we can't rely on the T, right? We don't have it. Not in the soprano. Okay. Get your music. Peace, perfect peace. Take a deep breath. Hold it. You can smile too, it's okay. You can let it out, okay. It's all right. So, where's do, the low do? So, how do we find do? We can just step right down. So, fa, mi, re, do. Okay? But we're starting on so. So, we don't have a low do in this song. So we don't really know what low do is. It doesn't matter. Well, it's an octave away from high do. But anyway, so ready, sing on the shapes. Sing the shaped name. So, la, ti, all that good stuff. Across the first line.
So, 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 la, la, so.
Keep going.
So.
What shape is it? So, do. Okay, very good. So we're going
so, la, ti, do, so, do. Keep going. Re, keep going. Mi, re, do, la.
Very good. Try that again. From Jesus on me. You see the high mi, first quarter note. Ready?
Mi, re, do, la. Very good. Keep going. So, so, fa, mi.
How do you like reading shapes? Is it kind of different? It's like going back to preschool, kind of, I guess. That's all right. Okay. Can we do that one more time? From the beginning, so ready.
So, 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 la, 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 so, so. So, do, re, mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi.
Okay, right now we have them just in a row, but this music puts them vertically in relative to each other, which ones are higher and which ones are lower, so it should be easier. Now I know they're small and it's a different way of doing it, but that's very good. Now, that's one part. Let's do the alto on the second verse or the fourth verse. I don't care. We're singing shapes. All right.
Do, sing with me up the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Okay, what's the first alto note? So where's mi? If do is here, do, mi. Okay, ready? Sing mi on the shapes. Second verse.
Mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, fa, 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 mi.
Very good. That's a pretty simple part, huh? Okay. Now, on this next line, what does it do? It It has a mi, right? Mi. And then what's next? Fa. And then what happens? Close. It's a fee. And I will collect the fee right now. No. Take credit cards any day. All right. So we're not really able to get into all the accidentals this week. It takes some time. You can see we still got more to learn on this one, right? But fa sharp comes in right here. Whoa! My flagpole is all crooked. Let's try that again. Okay, and it's going to have a sharp in front of it. The sharp to the left of the note, before you get to the note, tells you the note that's right there gets sharped. What does sharp mean? Up a half step. What's flat mean? Down a half step. So if you lift up your sharp object and you poke the tire and it goes flat, flat goes down, sharp goes up. I hope you don't do that to anybody's tires. But sharp goes up, and look how sharp that sharp is. Do you see that? This thing, it's got points all over it. And you'll notice that the flat, you'll see flats in the lower line, the tenor bass, that points down, doesn't it? So that tells you that it's the downward guy. Yeah, and that thing would make a flat tire. But this one's not the sharp, it's the flat. Okay? So, we have a fa fi here. And remember there was a whole step in here that I just erased? So this is the half step between. There's a half step in between every one of these that has a whole step. So, do, do, di. Let's get do.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Did I say that right? Yeah, I think I did. Okay.
Do, re, di, do, di, re, re.
All the sharp ones take an E on them. The same beginning letter, but they just get an E. Now, what are you going to do for mi sharp? There is no mi sharp because there's only a half step between. So fa is mi sharp. So that's good. What are you going to do for T sharp? Thankfully, there is no T sharp. So all the E ones are right below one of the regular ones. Does that make sense? So this is a D and it's below a regular one. This is a Re and it's below a regular one. And this is a Mi and it's below a regular one. So when you get to a Mi or a T, you don't have to have a sharp one because there's a half step there.
So Do, Di, Re, Re, Mi, Fa, Fi, So, Si, La, Li, Ti, Do. Do, Do. Do, Ti, La, So. Very good. Do, So, Fa, Fi, So, Fa, Fi, Fa. Do, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, good. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Fi.
Those are trickier. That's why we're not going to master them this week. But we have a fee in this song. It's a fa sharp. But when you hear what it does in the song, you'll be glad you took the time to do the fee. And pay the fee and all those good things. Okay? So in this song, in the alto on the second line here, we have
mi, fa, fi, so, so, so.
No, so fa. Okay, one note about accidentals. They cancel out at a measure bar. So we've gone, the fi has a measure bar right after it. So there's no fi anymore, it's just fa. So when we come back down, it's just going to be
do, re, mi, fa, so fa.
just like last night or Sunday night, we were sitting on the sofa. So it's going to be a challenge having just sung a fee, but when you get even more confident in the regular scale, it shouldn't be any problem to go from sofa. But let's try it again from the beginning of that line. Mi, mi, fa, fi, so. Ready? Mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa. Okay. Forget about the song. Ready? Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa. See? It's still right there. Try again. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, fi, so, do. Do, mi, good. That's an improvement over 1 minute ago. That's good. You're doing good. All right. Let's finish this line. Think we can do it? I think we can. Start at the beginning. Why not? Mi, fa, fi, so. Ready? Mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re. Good job. Okay. Who is going to sing soprano and who's going to sing alto? I'll sing soprano. Katie will sing soprano. Elizabeth? Megan? Okay. Why don't the sopranos go over here? And the very lonely side of the church. Any and all sopranos? Spencer, why don't you be a soprano today? And Jesse, you can be a soprano too. And Brother Austin can be a soprano for the moment. It's lead. You won't be singing as high as the ladies. I hope. Okay, so you will help me sing soprano. I will suffer with you. No, we're not going to put it. We're not going to put it way up high so that I can sing it. Okay? Y'all are my special altos. You should feel very privileged. Okay? Everybody's going to sing the alto. Ready? From the beginning. Do, re, mi, ready, sing on me. Mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, fa, 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 mi, mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re, do. Very good. You see how we're reading what the notes say? Who's reading what the notes say, or who's going by memory? I'm reading what the notes say.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Did you ever know how to read funny shapes before 2 days ago? You're doing really good. Excellent. Okay. Let's do the soprano to help the sopranos just get it back in their minds real quick. So ready, do, re, mi, fa, so ready, sing. So, 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 la, 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 so, 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 do, re, mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi. Okay. Very good. Do, 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 ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, ready, sing, do with me the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Okay, we're going to start on do. And when the altos get to mi, hold it. When the sopranos get to, what's our starting note? So, we'll hold that. Ready? Ready, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Okay, ready? Starting on me, starting on so, we're going to sing together our individual parts. Ready? So, me, ready, sing. Me, so, 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 la, 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 so, 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 do. So, so, fa, mi. Very good. Why didn't that sound as pleasant as normal four-part harmony, besides having two parts missing? But just with those two parts, there was something wrong. What do you think? Well, yes, we're singing different words. That's true. I agree. It's true. What I'm thinking of is the men's voices, an octave lower, on the mi's of the alto, don't work very well. It's just how harmony works. It's not anything against men, thankfully, because I'm a man. But when we put our third for the alto, I'm sorry, okay. What's the key we're singing? Do. I don't know where we're at. Okay, here's do. Ready? Okay, so here's mi. So the song sounds like this. Now it has clashes in it. You know, fa and so next to each other. But with the other parts, it's going to sound right. And it's for a purpose, and it doesn't continue clashing, it resolves. But when you put the alto part an octave lower, it goes like this. Changes the. On the piano right now, it actually sounds a little less clashy to me, but with the voices, it. The men's voices singing the alto notes an octave lower isn't as pleasant. So, you know what that means? You need to get the men to sing the men's parts. That's what I would do. Okay. Could some kind person get me some more water? Thank you. Okay, you can have a seat. Whenever you think you're getting tired, just remember the teacher has to talk and stand and do all the stuff the whole time. So, we're all going to make it through. We only have about half an hour left. Can you believe it? 3/4 of the way through our evening. We got to finish this. Let's do it. What note does the tenor start on?
Do.
Thank you. Do. Thank you, Jesse. Okay. Tenor starts on do. So let's put do right about here. Do. Sing. Do. Ti. La. So. La. Ti. Do. Re. Very good. Let's see what our tenor does. Let's just look at it. What kind of shapes do we have? Just shout them out. We have some rays. All the way to the end of the song, we just have do, ti, and then one lowly so at the end. This should be
a piece of cake.
Why does that make me hungry? All right. So, do, re, di, do, ti, do, re, ti. Okay. That's all the song does, is the, that pattern, with some more notes. So we're going to have to know how to make that jump, huh? Right? So do, ti, la, so, do, so, la, ti, so, do, 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 ti, la, so, la, ti, do, re, do, ti, la, so, ti, ti, do, ti, so, ti, la, so. Were we right? Yeah, we were right. You can smile. You can shake your head. It's okay. We were right. Doing good. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, so, ti, so, ti, so, do, so, ti, so, do, re, do, ti, so, do. On the soprano, we had to jump from do to la with no ti. Here we have to jump from T to so with no la. But hey, it's what the notes tell us to do. If we make up our own thing, it's not going to harmonize. So we're going to do what it says. Got your music? Do. What kind of duration of note is the first tenor note? Half? Okay, what's the next one? Oh, eighth. Okay, very good. First eighth note we've had in this song. But the other part doesn't have an eighth note, so is the tenor going to get ahead?
No.
What's going to happen?
Too fast.
It's going to have two eighth notes in the time that everyone else has a quarter note. And then we're all going to end up on the same syllable together. So let's count the tenor. Just on the first measure, that's all we gotta do. And for this one, I'm just gonna draw it out real quick. We have two eighth notes, and what else?
Quarter note.
Okay, and then a measure bar. What are we gonna count this one?
One.
One.
Three.
Three, very good.
Three and
four. Okay, where's the and for this one? Okay, as part of it. Very good. So how do we count this? Ready? One, two, three, count. One, three, and four. Let's try that again. Ready? Count. One, three, and four. One. Right, exactly. So the three and it's got to be twice as quick as the quarter notes. Is there anything else strange about the timing and the tenor of this song? Okay, looks good to me. So, we have shapes. We have timing. We've got. We don't even have to think about the words yet. What note, what shape do we start on?
No.
All right. How are we going to time the first measure? One, three, and four, one. Okay, ready? Do. We're going to go slowly. Okay? So the first two beats, while we're singing do, it's going to be like, we're never going to get there, but we will. It's because I want you to trip over the three and four. Okay, ready? So, one, two, three, sing on do. Do, ti, do, re, do.
Do, 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 ti, do, 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 ti, so.
Very good, very good, very good. You caught it. Very good.
Do, ti, la, so, do, ti, so.
I'm smiling. I don't know why anyone else couldn't smile. We're learning something. It's good. Okay. Are we just going too quick? Is there something I haven't explained? Are we just tired? Everybody stand up. Stretch it out a little bit. Okay, we got this. On the tenor, from the top to the end. Tenor do singing do ti do re do 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 re 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 do 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 ti do 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 ti so. Very good. Which one of these parts, alto, soprano, alto, or tenor, has been the difficult one? They're really not difficult. Okay, that's good. That's a good one to learn on. All right, what do you say? We go to the bass.
Yes.
What note do we start on? Do. Let's do a different key.
Do, ready. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, 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 la, 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 ti, ti, do.
Very good, very good. You have to hold that one in your brain and jump the octave and go the half step, or go the half step and junk the octave. Let's junk the octave too while we're at it. Anyhow, you made it. Very good. Very good. Okay. Look at the second to last measure of the bass. You see that? What's the upper note? What shape? What's the lower note? Second to last measure. We have two so's. One's a high so and one's a low so, if you must know so. And so that's going to be an octave, right? So, so, do. That's how the song is going to end. And it's going to be great. Okay. Do, I'm sorry, do. What's our first jump that we have to make in the bass?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol.
This is so common in the bass, it's not even funny. Like, you can't have bass without do, so. That's what bass is. So, so do, we're going to do some do, so kind of jumping. It's going to be great. Ready?
Do, so, so, do. Do.
Fa is not so. Okay, but we see in our bass part we have to go from do to fa. And then from fa to where?
Re.
Re. Okay, so we better get that down. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re. Do, re, mi, fa. Do, re, mi, do, so. Do, re, mi, do, so, fa, mi, do, re, mi.
You are right and I am wrong. Very good.
Do, mi, so, fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, fa, do, mi.
Very good. good?
Do, re,
do, re,
mi,
do, re,
mi,
fa.
Sounds better.
Do, re, do, fa. Do, re, mi, fa.
Good.
Do, re, mi, re, do, fa. Mi, re, do, so. Re.
Good.
So, fa, mi, re. So do, re, so do, so re, so fa, so mi, so re, so do.
There's lots of options, huh? But as you can see, in just one little simple song, you have to know different jumps. So this is very good. Do. Take a deep breath. Smile. Ah, that looks better. Let it out. Okay, good job.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re.
A fa re jump in our song, so we have to get that one. Ready?
So fa mi re, so fa re.
Good.
Do mi re fa mi so fa la so ti.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's go to do.
Do.
That sounds better. See how music has a direction that it wants to go? Patterns and all these good things.
Fa.
Yeah, it's still there. Good job.
Fa, re, mi, so.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, do, mi, re, fa, do,
do, re, mi, fa, re, fa, mi, so, re,
do. So fa mi re do.
Excellent. We're almost there. We almost got it. If you wonder about my strategy of how I get you to learn the things, don't ask, because I just do it till you get it better, and then you're good. There's probably some my brain is just not putting the words together.
You want to know the intervals. And so yeah. When you hear it wrong, you know it's wrong.
Yeah. The word I was trying to think of is there must be some algorithm in my brain that's telling me what to do to help you. But do you think you're better than when you started tonight?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know what I'm doing to help you, but. Do, ti, la, so, do, so, mi. Do, re. Do, ti, la, so, do, mi. That's the one you couldn't do earlier. Very good. That's all right. We're getting all the pieces put together. Do, ti, la, so, do, mi, fa, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so, mi, fa, re, do, fa, re, do, mi, do. Yeah, that's not a good place to end. All right. Let's get the first line of the bass. We have about 17 minutes. Don't look at your watch, Kelly. Yo digo algunas cosas para... I don't know how to say the word. Cambiar. La tinting blongo sample line. Okay. Do. Does the bass start on do?
Yes.
Okay. Does the bass start on do?
Yes!
Thank you. All right. Do. We're almost done. Do. So. So. Do. Do. Fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, fa, then what comes next? So how are we going to find re? Do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, it's still there, let's try from do, fa, re, ready? Do, fa, mi, I'm sorry, you're right, try that again. Do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. See, when we do it up here, we can just go wherever. But this, it gives us a recipe for what notes to put together at the right time. So we got to follow it. Try that phrase again. And yes, the re, do is what kind of timing? Eighth notes, very good. So we are going to sing do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Try that. Ready? Do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Start from the beginning. Do, so, so, do, do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Is it harder without the names of the shapes on your paper? Okay. Who's actually a soprano? Okay. You three can move up to the front row here. And Stacy? Ouch. Wow. Okay. And who's an alto? You three, and Mom can sing alto with them. So how about you move back to where Elise is? Titus is an alto too. Yeah, that's where your voice range actually is. Who's a tenor? Would you like to demonstrate two parts at once for us, Katie? Okay, Mr. Ethan and probably Spencer and Dad, let's say. And you three can come up here in the orchestra. Do you know which part you should sing, Pastor?
I think bass, probably.
Okay. So, do you need to stay in there, Joe, or can you join them first?
I probably can join. I haven't touched it in a while.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, so you three can just have yourself a little camping trip over there. Okay. Now, what if we've forgotten our other parts, our alto and our soprano? What do? Brilliant, Joe. We read them right off the paper. It's going to be great. Okay. So, everybody's on soprano. What note do we start on? So. Do, mi, so. Just singing the first line. Everyone on soprano, sing. So, 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 la, 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 so, so. Okay, we only have three beats because the line goes on. Ready? On the alto, what note do we start on?
Me.
Where's me?
Right here.
You got it, Titus. Do, mi, so, mi. Sing on me. Mi, fa, fa, mi. Mi, fa, 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 mi. Oh, that's only one beat on me. Try that again from fa, mi. Ready? Fa, mi. Okay, we don't have the fourth beat. It's on the next line. Wow. At the top of the tenor, which is below the words, what note do we start on?
Do.
Do. Which sounds high for me, which it is. Let's put it on a C. Okay, I guess that works. Do. And singing from do, ti, do, re, do. Ready, sing. Do, ti, do, re, do. Do, do, re, 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 do. Okay, very good. Now, bass, we can rise to this challenge. We do have the most complicated part on the first line. But we can handle that, right? Since we spent the least time on it, I mean, we should have it, right? All right. Everyone on bass, starting on what note? Do, ready, sing. Do, so, so, do, do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Okay, how'd the basses do on the bass part? Let's do it one more time. Just the basses. Ready? Do, so, so, do. Do, do. Okay, very good. You have the right pitches. The shapes, names, they're complicated, but for the purpose of the next 4 minutes, you can just memorize that you're going to be saying re, do, ti, ti, do. Okay? I don't know what that means, but it means something. Okay, we're going to build our chord at the beginning. Do, do, mi, mi, thank you, so. That sounds good. Ready? Slowly. Everybody, on your part, on your shapes, on your timing. Ready? One, two, three, four. So, 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 do. Do, do, la, la, so, so. All right, if the song leader can't sing the right notes, who else can? I'm very sorry. But it's difficult to read four parts at once. I have lots to learn too. Bases. Ready on your part?
Do, so, so, do, do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do.
The last half again.
Do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do.
Stand up, if you will. I want to hear it now. Ready?
Do, fa.
From the do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Ready? Go ahead. Okay.
Well, I got the notes on the
Fa, re, do, re, mi, fa, re, do, ti, do. Fa, re, who can sing fa, re? Fa, re, do, fa, re, do.
Everyone has to sing the exact notes for a four-part harmony to work. That's how God made it. And it's a good challenge to strive for because that's what we do in our church every week. And songs we're used to, we just get to where we can figure out what sounds right. But here's a new song. Has tight harmonies. We have to do just what the notes tell us to do. Okay? Everybody stand up. We're going to go slower than before. Who's my sopranos? Sopranos are over here. Okay. Anyone having struggle on the alto part? It's so simple. Mi, fa, mi, fa, mi. Okay. Very good. Struggles on the soprano part? So, la, so. Struggles on the tenor part?
All good.
All good. So we're going to do it all good right now. Four parts from the beginning. So, mi, do, do. Ready?
So, ti, do, re, do. Do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do.
That sounded good. Who thinks that sounded all right? Very good. Okay. For the sake of the bass, this is a challenge, but I trust in you. When you get to the end of the first line, I want you to jump up and sing tenor on the second line, because we haven't gone over the bass line and it's got accidentals and goes to funny places. Okay? I feel confident enough to sing it by myself. So, first line, you help me with bass. Second line, it's do, 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 ti, do, 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 ti, so. Shouldn't be that hard. Okay? I think you can hit the C's. And everybody else knows their parts. The altos, mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re, do. Just the same so, fa, mi, re, do that we've been singing our whole lives, from, at least since Sunday. Okay? Ready? So we're going to go through from the beginning to the end. The basses are the special people that know just where they're going to go on the second line, right? All right, ready?
Do, do, mi, so. Ready, sing. So, ti, do, re, do. Do, fa, re, do, ti, ti, do. Te, la, le, so, fa, mi, fa, so, so, do.
Is that worth the effort?
Yes.
That was very good. Give yourself a real hand, like actually. Good job. Ooh. Now that's a lot of work, right? Just for one two-line song. But once you get this thing nailed, you open up the handbook to any song, and you know exactly where to go. It's going to be awesome. we're done for tonight.
Thank you.
Can we have Mr. Jesse pray for us?
Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for what you lost to accomplish today, for safety, for all you've provided. I do thank you for this time we're able to spend singing and trying to learn how to sing together in a way that glorify you better. I just ask you to continue to help us. Just strive to serve you. Just ask you to bless our night, give us rest, and just never end.
Won't it be nice when we can put the words to that song and all sing the same words together? That'll sound good.